This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I just think this is funny. I think this is hilarious. Okay? While we're on break, anyhow, I get these little links or pop-ups and somebody will send me something or what have you. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Okay, give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. That's all I do. Right? And I let you know who's going to be on the show and topics we're going to be discussing and that kind of stuff. So I don't send you a whole bunch of junk. I don't beat you up about responding. If you buy the book, if you buy the bug, if you join Patreon, which is a way you can become like an inside member to what's going on with us, I mean, any of that stuff would help us tremendously. Because we're, you know, just the attack on conservatives is consistent, it's ongoing, and there's not much we can do about it in and of ourselves. So during the break, though, I did get a pop-up that somebody sent me. Says, as Trump golfs for his 93rd time as president, a funeral for Luke Coyer, a victim of the Florida school shooting, is taking place just 50 minutes away from his golf course. Right? They're upset with him because he wouldn't go to the funeral. Because I know most of these people on here. None of these people were upset when Obama didn't go. Right? When he didn't go to some of those funerals. When he didn't... what did he do? He went right back on the golf course. When what's his name, was the reporter or the photographer was beheaded. Remember all these things that went on? And we spoke out, and everybody said on the left, what do you expect him to do? Well, I don't know. I guess we expected him to do something more than say, it's a tragedy, and walk away. Right? So all I'm saying here is that they don't want equality. And this is a hypocrisy. It's just flat out a hypocrisy. When they decide to really play equal, then I'll take them seriously. Until then, they're just a joke. It's not real. At all. I'm sorry. It's I know it sounds cold. But it's true. And Joe Biden, in 1990, he introduced the Gun-Free School Zone Act. Right? And remember what I said the other night about these mass shootings? They have exponentially increased under who? Clinton and Obama. When 98% of these gun-free, when shootouts happen, when these shootings happen in a gun-free zone, what's the common denominator? Basic math teaches you this, does it not? But the left will still tell you, it's the guns. The teacher out of, would you say she was out of Florida? Okay. Teacher out of Florida put up a post on the 15th of February. And I love this because I talked about this again. and I'm the bad person. Okay, I'll be the bad guy and say what no one else is brave enough to say, but wants to say. I'll take all the criticism and attacks, she says, from everyone, because you know what? I'm a teacher, right? I live this stuff daily, and I wouldn't do anything else, but I also know daily I could end up in an active shooter situation. She says, until we as a country are willing to get serious, you ready for this? Oh no. And talk about mental health issues, lack of available care for the mental health issues, lack of discipline in the home, horrendous lack of parental support where the kids are trying to control horrible behavior at school. I just said this, and I hadn't read this article yet. Here's a teacher saying, oh no, not my kid. Or, what did you do to cause my kid to react this way? Lack of moral values. Yes, I'll say it. Violent video games that take away all sensitivity to any compassion for others. Right? I mean, you see this stuff? Reality TV makes it commonplace for people consistently to scream at each other, get in each other's faces. It's all okay. It's okay. Is she driving home a point? Is she hitting it? She's hitting it right on the head. And we've been saying this for years. I remember Tim and I watching TV with the kids at times and going, nah, we're not watching this because real people don't live like this. This is not real life. I don't care. It's called reality TV. It's actually drama TV. She says, I grew up with guns. Oh, one of her last comments is, our kids don't understand the permanency of death anymore. She said, I grew up with guns. Everyone knows that. But you know what? My parents never supported any bad behavior for me. I was terrified of doing something bad at school, as I would have not had a life until I corrected the problem and straightened my butt out. My parents invaded my life. They knew where I was all the time. They made me have a curfew. They made me wake up when I got home. They made me wake them up. Made me respect their rules. Oh, my God. What an invasion into a human being's life. They had full control of their house at any time. They could have and would have gone through anything of mine, anything in the house. Now, we always reserve the right to do that. My attitude was, I own it. It's mine. It's time to step up, parents, she says, which is what I've been saying. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Let's talk more after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But If you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
We are back. I'm Joe Bacid, your host. Come on, you old farts know about this. I always get a kick out of that song. And I'm going to like that song for one reason. Because it sounds like somebody spinning a 45 really fast. Remember that? You can make anybody sound like Alvin the Chipmunk. It was great. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I know there's a whole bunch of other shows you could be watching. And you've chosen this one. And I do appreciate the time. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I know some of you don't agree with what I'm saying, but you're civil and you send me notes, and I appreciate that more than you know. And others, you know, you send the nasties. One of these days, I'm just going to read it on the air. Because, you know, you can be argumentative. You can not agree with me. You can even think that I'm being foolish. But then, excuse me, the name calling is always just amazing to me. Always has been amazing to me. Let's see if we get Mike on. I'm really curious to hear what he has to say. He's been holding for a long time. Mike from New York, thanks so much for being with me.
Joe and Tammy, how are you?
Good, 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 Mike.
I'm still here too close to Mordor for my own comfort here, but north of New York City, but we're hanging in over here. But I tell you, my opinions and everything on this, I didn't hear your full take on it. We were talking about the gun issue. But
yep.
I used to have two federal licenses. I used to be a licensed gun dealer in, of all places, Massachusetts.
Wow.
And I've been a gun collector for 50 years. So, and I'm very active with the Second Amendment groups here in the state. So I've got a completely different take on this than what the media is putting out grains, little pieces here and there, but they don't want to get to the core of it, which, yes, it can be fixed. Now, I put three links. Did you see the three links that I listed in the chat room?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
The first.
And you
got
to be careful because. Wait a minute. Sometimes they block them, so you may have to send them to us via email, which is joe@therealside.com. Okay.
Okay. The title is on the post that I put. I put number one, number two, and number three. I put them. They're right in a row.
All right. Well, we'll go looking for them in a minute. But go ahead.
Okay. But one thing that. First off, the asylums, the government in the late 1940s, to save millions and millions of dollars, started shutting down. They were subsidizing the states and a lot of these asylums. So they figured, you know what, we'll put them in a home setting. Oh, my God, we have to be compassionate. We have to be humanitarians. We're institutionalizing. These poor people should be part of society. Well, they don't fit in society. It's a dangerous sex. They don't care. It comes down to the money. Now, one article I put in there was from 2013 where Governor Cuomo, right after the Newtown nightmare, cut loose 6,000 lunatics. Cut them loose from the asylums and let them live among us. And the article is right there, and there's a link for it. So they're saying, well, we have to be compassionate and understanding. No, we don't. We have to get them the help they need. Even doctors on that article said, there's no way to supervise them now to ensure that they're taking their meds. What are you doing? The state didn't care. They're saving money. So now the second, one of the other links that I put in there shows that in 2007, there was the NICS Improvement Amendment Act. If you look that up, the NICS Improvement Amendment Act, they don't follow this, but it says in there that the courts and the healthcare providers, the hospitals have to turn in the records of these people that are a danger to themselves and society and others so that the NICS system can be updated. They're not. Now, the other link that I put in there showed that millions of records are not getting sent to the NICS system. Well, each state has different privacy laws. Each state has different enough. You've got a system in place. You don't want to admit that the system has failed. This guy bought the firearm legally, whatever he owned, because right. The system didn't have the information and they protected it. Now, if Congress passed a law mandating that any of these records from the courts on felons, on dangerous felons, from the health care providers get put into the system, this will help fix this problem. Because right now it's useless. The NICS system, people can get through it. And then what do they have to blame? They've got the old government attitude of car has a flat, change the car. No, fix the system. You create it.
Look, I get beat up on a regular basis. I'm told it's not a health care system. It's not a mental health issue, Joe. You know, you're wrong. It's the guns. It's the massive amount of guns we have in this country.
Right.
And they just the mantra of get rid of the guns, you get rid of the violence, we both know is wrong.
Yeah, to them that's the easiest solution because they don't understand. Like, ask any of these people, what's a 4473 for? I don't know. Take a look at the 4473 form and what these people fill out, which is the same thing that any of these mass murderers fill out when they buy a firearm. And there are boxes you check. Are you a lunatic? No. Okay. There, he just said he's not a lunatic. He can't be lying, can he?
Yeah, have you ever had thoughts of wiping out a school or wiping out a facility with a bunch of workers?
Yeah.
No, I've never had that.
I love taking care of plants.
Well, I think, it's definitely government thought, right? Like, just like Iran, you know, they're going to tell us when they get out of hand and they start making too much, start enriching too much uranium, right? Because that's what they do.
Yes.
Everybody's honest.
Well, we would be honest. No, we would be honest with you. Don't worry. Allah loves you. No.
I always...
You know, This is a Disneyland. They think we live in Disneyland, and they have all these, and they have good intentions. That's wonderful, but you're not going to legislate human behavior. And
no.
We don't live in Disneyland. And wouldn't it be nice if it's costing lives now at this point?
Mike, I grew up in Massachusetts. I lived there all through the 70s, and I had 22 handguns. Okay, in the days when you got a license to carry, and you didn't have to get a, you know, you didn't have to get a license every time you bought a gun. You got a license to carry. You still had a background check. You got your gun. Do you know when with the 22 pistols in the 7 years I had my license, I was never detained, arrested, or chewed out for brandishing the weapon, for being stupid with it or anything, because I'm sane.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you know what? This past year, I just got my permit. I was up in Mass, and I'm from Worcester, and I got the permit to carry from, even though I'm New York and I'm licensed in New York, I get the permit from Massachusetts to carry concealed up there. And I went through the course and everything else, and that was entertaining. And then they brought me over to, I had to go to Boston, and they had to interview me, and the guy's looking at my background, and he said, you don't have any problems with this. I said, no, I've got more than enough credentials here. And so I got it fine. But the people that were in the class, it was interesting that I was looking at who were going for their first-time permits. And this class was held down on the Cape, use your imagination. And there was a person that was 55 years old, two seats away from me, a grown man that looked like he was the doorman from Rocky Horror Show.
Yep.
Wearing a lady's dress.
We're up against it. I got to go. I appreciate you calling and call back again. I always appreciate when you call into the show.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks. I'm Joe Messina, host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. When we come back, we are going to finish that letter, and we're going to talk about the reporter who said we need to abort more babies to make sure that we don't have killers. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time. Thanks for spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. Please be active. Please, you know, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. We have a live chat room going on there. For those of you who don't much care for Facebook, you don't want to give them any time. Or you can head over to Facebook. There's also a live feed, I guess is what they call it, over there. So I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Very much. I want to get back to the letter in case you're just joining us. I've been reading a letter from a teacher out of Florida who is saying everything that I've been saying, and I'm not a teacher. I'm not even a genius. This is just common sense stuff for me. Okay? Seriously, I have no crystal ball. I have nothing special going on between the ears. I've just been known for saying what some people are thinking. And apparently that's a bad thing to do at times. Especially if you're an old white guy, then you really can't say anything, right? But I'm going to post this up on our... Well, why don't you post it up on our Facebook page? Right? Okay? Because you guys have got to read this whole thing, and you know, I want to leave it there so you get a feel for what she's saying. She's been teaching for a long time. She's talking about the fact that parents don't engage. We've got a whole generation of not-my-kid parents. Right? She talked about how her family was and how they treated her and how they dealt with her. How they invaded her life. I remember that. My life was invaded. I invaded my kids' lives. Right? I forced our kids to respect our rules. I forced our kids to this is our house. We had a little bit more. We added to that. We're Christians, we believe in God, we believe that we're supposed to take care of God's stuff, and it's all God's stuff. She goes on to say, look, parents, it's time you step up. It's time you be a parent. I freak out. It makes me so mad when I hear a parent talk about wanting to be their kid's friend. You are out of your mind, and you're sick. If you have a 7-year-old and you're walking around telling everybody this is your best friend, why, is that the best you could do? Is that the level you have to come down to? You're not your kid's friend. All right? That doesn't mean you're not nice and kind and understanding. That just means you're not friends. Anyway. She goes on to say, now this is her talking, be the parent that actually gives a crap. Be the annoying mom that pries and knows what your kid's doing. Stop being their friend. They have enough friends at school. Be their parent. Being the cool mom means not a thing when either your kid is dead, or your kid kills somebody else, or your kid's in jail. So invade their privacy now. Invade their space now. It's your home. You have rules. Teach them how to live by rules. She said, my house was filled with guns growing up as a kid. For God's sake, my dad was an 82nd Airborne Ranger who lost half his face serving our country. But you know what? I never dreamed once of shooting anyone with his guns. I never dreamed of taking one. I was taught to respect for human life, compassion, rules, common decency. And most of all, I was taught that until I moved out. I love this line. My life in my bedroom wasn't mine. It was theirs. They were going to know what was happening because they loved me and they wanted the best for me. You know, she says there, say that I'm a horrible person. I didn't bring up gun control. I refuse to debate that with anyone, she said. This post wasn't about gun control. This post was about me loving the crap out of people and wanting the best for them. This was about my school babies and knowing that God created each one for greatness. And just think about that. Think about it. So she would be made fun of anywhere else. But here's the deal. I want you to think about this, right? She believes that God created every one of those kids in her classroom to be somebody and something great. Oh, my God. And that's how most, not all, that's how most godly people are. We understand that God created every one of those people. Now, they can choose to follow him or not. And we get that. I can't force you, like the left wants to force me. I can't force you to follow God. But I can let you know what I believe. I can let you know where I believe God wants you and what he wants for your life. He wants them to reach their fullness. He wants them to live their whole future. She said, 20 years ago when I started my teaching career, violence was not this bad. Lack of compassion wasn't this bad. You have teachers now in schools that can't hug kids anymore because of the sexual assault stuff that went on over the years. That's terrible. Because sometimes a little kid just needs a hug, needs a little warmth, needs to know it's okay. Right? She says, 20 years ago, I was afraid to call a parent because I knew I wouldn't be cussed out by 9 out of 10 of them. Most of the parents today cuss me out or tell me to go to hell. Right? They make complaints with the school board because I want their kids to do the right thing. We've lost all that. Now your kid's in charge, and that's scary. And what I used to always say, right, the inmates are running the asylum. That's scary. I don't care who you are. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Right? Always. I always, always, always appreciate the time that you spend with us. I always appreciate the time that you're involved and you're engaged in what we're doing. I'd love to have input from you guys. So, this is a lunatic reporter, apparently. And I can be cruel about it, but I'm not going to. I'm going to have fun with it, but I got to. But she claims, or she believes, let's put it that way, that if more babies were aborted, the Florida school shooting might not have happened. Okay? This is a reporter. This is somebody that others hold in high esteem. Woman puts a baby up for adoption. She puts out a tweet and says, a woman puts up a baby for adoption. He grows up to be a violent young man who will spend the rest of his life in prison for a mass murder. Tell me more how abortions are wrong. Well, Rebecca, I can tell you how abortions are wrong. Because abortions are no different than what that young man did. You take a life. You're killing a human being. That's what's wrong with it. And Rebecca, what about one of those aborted babies who might, he might, she might have been, yeah, notice I said he or she, I'm sure that'll make some people crazy. But he or she might have been the one that had the cure for cancer. That would have come up. And see, if you want to play the what-if game, well, you don't know that for sure. Well, then you don't know for sure that aborting a baby will stop another mass murder now, do you? And, you know, the heartstring things people use all the time, because, you know, with our kids, they're our future. We don't treat them like that. Forget the gun thing. You just heard what a teacher said, and there's a lot of teachers that feel that way. Right? But we don't treat our kids like that. We don't train up our kids like that. We don't allow our kids to make the mistakes they need to be strong. You'll never see people like your father. I mean, my dad's generation and the generation before his, those people are gone if we don't turn around our kids. If we don't teach our kids to deal with adversity, to push through things. Right? We won't, the great generation, they're going to be, and don't tell me about all these wonderful innovations that these kids are coming up with. It's not these kids coming up with it. They come up with some great apps that you can have a lot of fun with, and yeah, maybe they help you move your vacuum cleaner around the house better, or to buy better products at one of the major retailers. But what app have they come up with that has cured something? Right? They've come up with great apps to help you find a dog walker in your community. And don't get me wrong, I mean, for some people they need that, and that's a good service to have. But where's the major? Where are the major breakthroughs? Right? This Rebecca person said that point, but I mean, this just floors me. As America reels from another mass shooting in Florida, one abortion activist used the tragedy to claim that fewer mass shootings would happen if more babies were aborted. Journalist Becky Griffin tweets about abortion, a mass shooting that went viral last week. Now, here's the thing about this, too. Hey, Rebecca, I just got something here. I don't know. Off the top of my head. Maybe if you treated and taught these kids more about compassion and love, got them off the electronics, which are a totally cold scenario, just maybe they'd have enough compassion not to kill these people. Not to walk into a church and kill 9 worshipers. How about that during the break? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. We'll be back in a minute.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell. Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell. Baby, come inside, let me teach you how to drive.
We are back.
Oh,
always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm just catching that outbreak, that fight on the cruise ship. Did you guys hear about that? Like 24 people, 25 people got in a fight on a cruise ship. They put a couple of them ashore. I suppose that's Trump's fault, too. He probably started that fight as well. Somehow. They'll figure out a way to pin it on him. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We will be at CPAC this week, which is the Conservative Action Committee's annual convention. Looks like the lineup's going to be pretty good. I'm trying. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull it off, but I'm trying. Because there's going to be a lot of big names there. And a lot of times the other biggies get them before we do. And you know what? And they don't want to waste their time with us, if you would. Not that they're all wasting their time with us, but. So we will reach out. We will try to get some of these people, seriously. And I do appreciate all the support you guys have given us. The winner of the flag on Friday, by the way. And boy, she worked for it. Yvonne McKinney won the flag. And she did exactly what I told you guys to do. Some of you didn't bother. She just kept sitting there hitting the send button. Hit it, hit it, hit it, hit it, hit it, hit it, hit it. And that's the way you should do it. I mean, when you're up at 35, you got a ways to go. But see, she didn't stop. She kept going. She actually, I think she sent a total of 61 emails. I probably would have sent her one just for the determination. Seriously. Oh, God. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spent on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, being part of the show, if you would. Let me get back to the abortion lady, because that was so much fun. Well, it was for me. I don't know about you guys. So this is where the lunacy shines of some of these people on the far left. And again, I've always said this, not all of them. Don't lump them all together, because that's not cool. I've got family members. You know? I've got family members that are lifelong Democrats. But it's, you know what? But when you talk to them, right? When you really sit down and have a conversation, they're no different than I am as a Republican. They're no different than a lot of Republicans that you and I talk to on a daily basis. Some of these people, but some of the Dems, just like some of the Republicans, hardcore, it's hardcore ideology. They don't care about anything else. That's really what's wrong. Sorry, but that's how I feel about it. So when I talk with them about certain issues and things, there's very few things we're not on the same page on. But see, when they were kids, when they first came to this country, a lot of them were taught it was all about democracy. Democrat/democracy. Get it? They don't understand what represent. If more, I think, my own personal opinion, if more immigrants understood what representative government was, if more immigrants understood that a representative government meant that the people that you elect are supposed to represent you, I think you'd have a lot more of them registering as Republicans and Democrats. Now, right now, just for clarity, I'm not happy with the Republicans we have in D.C. I'm looking for the Republican Party there. I'm having a hard time finding them. We're going to... If I believed in conspiracy, I believe this was a conspiracy. We're going... CPAC is in D.C. this week. Guess who won't be in D.C. this week? The congressmen. They're all back in their, and I realize they should be in their home districts. I got that. But they're all back in their home districts. Okay, so we can't nail any of them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So I guess I won't see mine and a few others, but although I do see mine when he's around here and in town. And I don't cut him any slack. Never have. I don't cut any of them any slack. So we have, again, I want to get back to, I want to finish this up because I always do this. I start talking about something else, and I never get back to it. So journalist Becky Griffin, who's tweeting about abortion and the mass shooting that went viral last week. She said, woman puts up a baby for adoption. He grows up to be a violent young man who will spend the rest of his life in prison for a mass murder. Tell me more about how abortion's wrong. Well, the other part of this I find amusing is let's go down that whole road, right? What if it was Bill Gates? Mommy wasn't ready to have a baby. Right? I mean, we go down the whole list of people who've done some great things in this world. I get like stupid with this. What about if it was Rosa Parks? Right? What if she was aborted? Yeah, they did abortions way back then. Because they just couldn't afford to have another baby. Or if somebody read something that Margaret Sanger wrote, and that would have been perfect. That's the other thing about abortion that I always find amazing. I do not know how the black community can support Planned Parenthood in any way, shape, manner, or form when it was founded specifically to all but wipe out the black community. You were undesirables. Don't you know that? You were a dredge on society. She went and gave speeches at the KKK. About how bad you people were. And truly, if you truly had love, if you truly understood, you would not allow them to have children. The journalist put out the tweet in reference to the alleged mass murder Nicholas Cruz's background as an adopted child. Now, the one thing I'll say, I don't know how many of you out there listening that are adopted. I always joke. I'm going to get slapped for this, but it's okay. You know, many of us have children that were mistakes. Now, they're not mistakes as children. You understand what I'm saying by that. They were a surprise. How's that? They were a surprise. I prefer that. Okay? I mean, there's never like, oh, that's great. It's usually preceded by, oh, my God, what? But if you're an adopted child, I want you to think about something. Your parents went looking for you. Okay? They picked you out. No, not like a lemon. I mean, not like a melon at the supermarket. But they wanted a child. Maybe they couldn't have one. Maybe they could, just for trying to help, you know, kids who didn't have parents. You don't, I don't know. I don't know what your particular situation is. But you really got to give your adoptive parents a lot of credit because they came looking for you. And all the time that you might have caused them heartache or pain or whatever else, they didn't just go looking for you. They put up with that stuff. And I mean, and technically you weren't theirs. And they still put up with that. Let me tell you what. Your blood kids, your flesh and blood kids, yeah, there's sometimes you wish they weren't yours so you could send them back. We all go through it. We have four children. You didn't know they were from the same parents. Different personalities, different ways to look at things. But when you're adopted, I'm sorry, that's a whole different animal. And we don't talk about that anymore because it's taboo. It's bad. Like this person is putting out. It's bad. No, adoption is the best. Adoption is probably one of the highest forms of love you can show another human being. Think about it. According to the AP, he was living with friends after both of his adoptive parents died. Neighbor said his mother, maybe they should check that out at this point. Neighbor said that his mom, Linda Cruz, died November 1st, and Cruz had mental health problems. Cruz allegedly killed 17 people, injured 32, well, not allegedly, we know. They got on film, for God's sakes. Griffin quickly received backlash for her tweets about adoption versus abortion. Responding to her critics, Griffin directed trolls, isn't she a sweetheart, to an old article claiming that abortions reduce crime. Experts have refuted this claim made popular in a book, Freakonomics. Right? They can choose books and articles at will and then tell you how stupid you are for not believing them yourself. And the fact that she used the opportunity of seven innocently killed humans to do this. Right? Ben Shapiro responded to her. He said, hey, woman puts baby up for adoption. He turns out to be Steve Jobs. Tell me again how abortions are right. I thought that was good. The solution to ending such horrific massive violence at the Parkland shooting is troublingly uncertain. Politicians, average Americans will continue debating solutions for years, the writer said. But one thing is clear. Violence against children in the womb cannot be answered. You have no answer for that. You have no reason or rhyme to it, especially knowing that there are people out there that will take that child, the child that you don't want, and give it the love that you don't want to give. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Listen, if you got so many nasties on that article, don't bother. I won't read them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on DCN Live. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.